This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to highlight some important information for you, friends, because as we're talking about how the clowns in the circus of politics keep the show going, guess what's happening behind the charade? Remember what I'm telling you, the charade of this impeachment process. The reauthorization of none other than the Unpatriot Act, friends, which is leveled at the American people and their God-given rights. Since September 11th, Americans have been under attack by their own governments, their own agencies that have been created as the excuse for terror, friends, after September 11th. And I'm talking about corruption once again. So all you good people, take heed. That means pay careful attention to what I'm telling you today, because we have some more news on the fire, friends, that interestingly enough, it was sneaked through. Matter of fact, we have House sneaks through amnesty bill subsidizing visa farm workers while nation focused on impeachments. Did you hear what I said? H.R. 5038 passed with a majority in Congress. This is the voice of the people. Did you vote for this, America? But the H.R. bill 5038 passed with a majority in Congress will subsidize illegal farm workers over their American counterparts. Matter of fact, if you want to play the unconstitutional game once again, we have a 34 count on the behalf of the good guys. You know them as the Republicans that joined with the bad guys, the Democrats, in voting for the bill. As the nation was focused on impeachment, folks, smoke and mirrors, keep your eyes off the ball. Friends, whenever there is something going on like this, pay attention to what they have your eyes not focused on, friends, because that is exactly what's happening once again. This is how they play the game. As the nation was focused on impeachment, H.R. 5038 sailed through the House with very little press coverage. The bill H.R. 5038 would likely give amnesty to more than 1.5 million illegal aliens in this country. Did you hear about it? No, you didn't hear about it. As a matter of fact, while I'm online, I can't even barely find it, friends. Now listen to this. The illegal aliens and their employers just won a major battle. Though it still has to go to the president's desk, listen to how he's selling it to you just even during the last segment, friends. Okay? But the illegal aliens and their employers won a major battle in the U.S. House today. While 99% of American citizens, including, listen carefully, including conservatives who read The Drudge, The World Net Daily, were completely oblivious. While ALIPAC, that's the acronym, A-L-I-P-A-C, FAIR, and Number USA fought hard against amnesty and outsourcing bill H.R. 5038, and Breitbart and Daily Caller were the ones that we knew of that ran the article warning the American people that the amnesty vote was happening in Washington, D.C. today, almost all other media outlets in America, namely conservatives, remain silent. To our knowledge, Drudge Report, WorldNet Daily, Laura Ingraham, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Lou Dobbs, Tucker Carlson never mentioned a word of amnesty and the outsourcing bill H.R. 5037. Not a one. Not a one. How many times leading up to this situation, friends, have I told you that they are nothing short of controlled opposition? Okay, well, again, you don't have to listen to me, but listen to this. They were silent, friends, when the bill H.R. 5038 was passed through. While it sailed through, it was reported. No opposition whatsoever. Why? Because of all of you foolish and ignorant Trump worshipers that had your eyes playing sympathies with the very one that is an actor and a clown in the circus of politics. And what's happening behind your back, friends, as if to suggest it weren't true in any sense of the word? Well, they passed a bill giving 1.5 million illegals amnesty in the United States of America. I would love somebody. Matter of fact, I even had conservatives, Trump worshipers, calling me a liar about it. One guy said, you know what, that's just not true at all. And I don't like people calling me a liar. Hey, friends, let me tell you how deep this goes, okay? That I'm not here to give you my opinion. That we stick to the law, the Word of God, the Torah, the Decalogue, and we stick to the laws of the Constitution, which is based on common law. During the break, actually, right before the show today, friends, for a better way of saying it, my son asked me a question on a definition of a word. And he said, Dad, what's your opinion on this? And I said, well, what's your translation on this? I said, you should know better than that. I'm not here to give you my translation. I'm not here to give you my opinion. This is what it's defined out to be, because I knew the very definition of the word that he was asking me to basically give him the definition of. And so it is when I'm on the airwaves here for you, friends. I'm not here giving you my opinion. I'm here exposing corruption at its very worst. I'm exposing those that have entertained you out of your freedoms on another day and another week and another year. And Americans, what you don't have in scope is the fact that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution while fighting against tyranny that for some reason or another that you're subjecting yourself to, because it just happens to be an American now, and it just happens to be the guy with your favorite jersey on. Well, this is what I have to say to you. You're the worst of men. Shame on you. This is why we're in trouble. We're in trouble because people such as yourself don't listen the first time, and the only way that you would have to listen, it wouldn't even be man's opinion. It would just simply be going back forth into the Constitution and saying, what does the Constitution say about illegals? Friends, they want illegals here. They want to hand off your country to those that mean to conquer this country. Why? Because it's cheap labor. They make better slaves. See, they're having a problem by force, even through totalitarian methods, friends, in the courts because of good judges that are upholding the law that are not succumbing to their global order that they mean to push forth. Okay? You know what? There's a whole lot of people in this country, friends, that are wide awake, and they're not going to roll over in the face of tyranny. I mean, why would we? I mean, if we really, truly are thankful for the freedoms that we have today on the behalf of those that have sacrificed their all to give us the freedoms that we have, well, guess what? The baton has been passed, and it's time for us to stand up and do the same things that our forefathers and our veterans did. Now it's our turn. Let's do this.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're going to talk about how the clowns in the circus of politics keep the show going. This is how they do it. They through a dog and pony show, they divert your attention from what it is that they're doing, and that what they're doing is they know that they would not garner the approbation or the support of the American people in the process, but Congress acts as if they are the representatives of the people when in fact they're not. And I've shown you 100 times over that they are not, friends. At least 100 times over. They are selling you down the river, and they're selling you down the river because, Americans, you leave off justice, which guards our liberties. Don't blame somebody else for what you tolerate, Americans, because it all falls to us and our lots personally. Now, going back to the first segment and talking about the 1.5 million illegals that they're trying to, well, legitimize as through amnesty, illegal amnesty, by the way, which makes them criminals. I'll be the first one to say that, listen, when you come through lawfully, we'll be the first ones to say, welcome to America. If you want to come in illegally the way that you are, and friends, I want to tell you this is a reflection of corruption, because you see that illegals that are in the United States of America that are being allured through illegal representation, which makes them outlaws, which makes them criminals, that's a reflection of your said representatives, and your said representatives are in fact a reflection of who you, America, truly are, that you would tolerate your said representatives to allure illegals into America on your welfare dollars, and then to pull them in here and then legalize them in the process, and taking away your homes, taking away your jobs, taking away your children, destroying your country. And again, if that is not the sign of perfect judgment found in Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, then you don't need to listen to a word I have to say. But if you want it in great specificity, go to Leviticus 26. Go to Deuteronomy 28. That's where America's at today. And I don't care what your hireling from the pulpit has to say. If he has something to say and he wants 117 cities to take notice of how I'm misleading the people, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want him to show me and to demonstrate to the rest of us what real mercy is, because mercy in the Bible is shown to the innocent, friends. Mercy is shown to those that love God enough to keep his commandments. It is not mercy to a nation, friends, to leave off justice. No, mercy to a nation is bringing forth justice concerning the wicked that fail to protect the innocent. And that's why, again, we're in the position that we're in today. So I wanted to let you know, friends, how controlled opposition truly looks. When I'm talking about a Rush Limbaugh or a Laura Ingraham or a Glenn Beck or a Lou Dobbs or a Tucker Carlson. Oh, boy, how did they just happen to miss that one, friends? Well, they're reading teleprompters, too, just like those bad guys on the left that you've been taught to accept as being the bad guys. Folks, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. We're ruled by law in this country, not by opinion and not by unconstitutional party affiliations, for the record. Yesterday, Tim Brown took the show. Thank you, Tim, over there, editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com. Does a great job over there. He actually took the show yesterday, and with that, the day before that, we were talking about how the clowns in the circus of politics keep the show going. And I took time, friends, to show you what presidents have said out of their own mouths. For example, President Ronald Reagan said, politics is like show business. Of course it is. And then I began to do a small exposition on Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton, how they were set up. They were set up as opponents, arch enemies for the American people, to actually accept the fact that either one of them were the people's picks. No, they were the two that were set forth by the powers that be. And folks, regardless of who won, Barack Hussein Obama or Hillary Clinton, the powers that be won. Why? Because they were the ones that put the powers up. And then what I did, friends, is I showed you how after the show was over by the clowns in the circus of politics, namely Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal sodomite foreigner that he is, in Hillary Clinton, how many scandals, friends, how many dead bodies around the Clintons, and they put them up as if to suggest that they were the people's pick. Untrue, not true, I've proven it, got the hat and the t-shirt, and understand exactly what I'm talking about when I say that you are being lied to, America. But after the show is over, friends, what did he do? Barack Hussein Obama, he appointed Hillary Clinton to what? The position of Secretary of State. After his criminal administration and his incumbency and his tenure were all over, after two terms of doing nothing but fundamentally transforming America, because the American people in the number of 325.7 million allowed him to do it for 8 years, what did he do? Well, all of a sudden, he took Hillary Clinton, he began to stand in the gap for her. He began to bump the stump for her, as they say, friends. He was out there promoting Hillary Clinton as the next president of the United States of America. But those that didn't learn and haven't learned from history, that's all we have to do concerning those that have learned from history and that have seen these same things in the past. The best way to predict the future is to learn from the past. Okay? And Franklin D. Roosevelt said, presidents are not selected. He said, presidents are selected, forgive me. Presidents are selected, not elected. Let me say that again. President Franklin D. Roosevelt said, presidents are selected, not elected. I mean, my goodness, friends. They're elected. Of course they are. I shared with you again last week, friends. You know, all these people that the American people hate, the media's already blown them up so you know exactly who they are. Folks, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, the list goes on of people that Americans already hate. I'm sorry, that the American people tolerate. They put them up as if to suggest that they're legitimate communist Marxist candidates for American government or the presidency of the United States of America, all the while knowing that you hate them in the first place, which is a fact, but you haven't learned the fact that they are simply controlling the opposition by leading the opposition. They're driving support to Donald Trump to continuously do the things that you were afraid the left was going to do to you. He's the one doing it, for the record. And I've proven that 100 times. And then what I did, friends, is I took you up, bringing you up to par concerning pro wrestling and the clowns acting out in the circus of politics with pre-scripted results. Well, I brought you back to President Franklin D. Roosevelt once again, and he's the one that said, in politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. Did you hear what I said? President Franklin D. Roosevelt said back in the 20s and the 30s, in politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens that way, you can bet it was planned that way. Folks, if you have not seen the movie with Jimmy Stewart in it from the, I believe it was the late 20s, early 30s, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, do yourself a favor and watch that show. And by the way, after that show aired, many in government and federal position were bothered that that movie made it out to the public in the first place. So it should tell you that it's legitimate. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Take the time and watch that movie, friends. Do yourself a favor. I believe it's very accurate. And if it wasn't, those in federal government wouldn't have been angry back in the late 20s and the early 30s. Now, would they have? No, they wouldn't have. I highlighted the fact that former governor and pro wrestler Jesse Ventura said, politics in America is identical to pro wrestling. Politics in America is identical to pro wrestling. Okay? I shared that with you. And then what I did, friends, is I started to give you the definition of what a patriot is. It means to uphold dying laws. And according to President Theodore Roosevelt, cousin to Franklin D. Roosevelt, he said patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he is efficiently serving the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise, he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. I did a national television show yesterday morning. I did an interview, and I was asked, what do you think about the current administration? I said, well, have you been paying attention to what he's been saying? Oh, yeah, we've been paying attention to what he's been saying. I said, but the problem is, as most people have, I said, have you been paying attention to what he's been doing? And his mouth drops. And I'm not over-exaggerating this. He knew that I was going to get on a show and say what so many others were afraid to say. I said the surest sign that he was a real deal, he was a genuine man, would have been the fact that he would have actually brought forth dropping the hammer upon the criminals in the United States of America concerning our representation. Because after all, that's what he's promised to do. And to date, he has failed to prosecute a one. And the very people that are attacking him right now and calling forth his impeachment are the very people he has been put in power to prosecute, to indict. Not only to impeach, friends, but to indict Article 2, Section 4. And in that order, first impeachment, then indictment, and then throw them in jail at least for their crimes against we the people. I said, but he has not done that. Friends, that's a patriot. A patriot doesn't go along to get along, doesn't like the president because so many other blind individuals are following him all the way to the gates of destruction concerning our country. No, what makes a patriot is one that's allied to God first and foremost, and then man secondly. That is a Christian patriot. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio. Radio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republicans are still reacting to the impeachment votes in the House Judiciary Committee. The Democratic-led panel approved two articles of impeachment against President Trump, covering abuse of power and obstruction of Congress in the Ukraine scandal. Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson says Democrats can't impeach the president because they don't like him.
This is the first time in the history of this nation in 243 years that a president has been treated in this manner, when one party has followed and pursued a predetermined political outcome.
Under a bipartisan bill introduced on Friday, e-cigarette makers and importers would pay a quarterly fee to the government, just as tobacco companies do, and that would pay for anti-vaping campaigns in schools. The bill comes as the long-term effects of vaping are still unknown. This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSOP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. The options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online, friends, I think we may have the issue fixed. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and check out the YouTube right on the right side of the page, and or go to Before It's News. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there for his trust. And you can jump on live chat. I got some smart people over there, and I love their input. And they're just folks, they're just faithful live chatters all the way through. These are the people that are actually going back and forth concerning the topics. These are the people that are actually in the fight, fighting for the preservation of our republic that was established over 243 years later. And you can be a part of that as well. If you want to check us out on Facebook, Facebook Bradley Dean. Again, we have two letters now into Facebook. We retained an attorney. We are gathering a law team now to deal with them. And it looks like we're going to be bringing forth a class action lawsuit if they don't get off our content. It's just that simple. No threats, just promises here. Justice guards our liberty. It starts with us first and foremost. With that said, friends, you can check us out on Bradley Dean. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Go over to our YouTube page if you'd like to. That is Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean. Check out the brand new videos that we just posted. And you can watch the live video on the live feed as well if you'd like to watch the show later on. Again, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I can just hear someone say, Bradley, why is it that you're always flying through your content? Because I only have 1 hour. That word is like, shut up. It's like a fire shut up in my bones, and this is how I fan it. Okay, if I had 3 hours, that's a whole different ballgame. But the other a part of that, friends, is if I was to do radio 3 hours a day, I wouldn't have time to go out and be a part of the culture war. That's more important to me than anything else. We're doing it hands-on. Luke 19:10, we're also, friends, not only seeking and saving that which is lost, but we're in a different state every month. Next year, we're going to be in California again, first month. Looks like we're going back into Arizona. That's what we have loaded up right now. We have some stuff coming up in March. And other things going on here in the state of Minnesota as well. So, by the way, if you want to have us come into your community and to do, maybe actually just have us come in and shake, rattle, and roll. I mean, after all, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present, right? Said William Booth, the founder of Salvation Army. Well, we'll be the ones to do that. If you'd like to do that, please give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Don't ask us to do for you what you're unwilling to do for yourselves, and understand there's going to be a warfare the minute we step into this arena. It takes work to get the job done, but there are people in your communities that probably are not aware of what's going on because they've been so inundated with controlled opposition through today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, that they don't know their left hand from the right. We're going in and bringing about the truth with the law in our mouths, as it says in the book of Malachi. So again, if you'd like to have us be a part of your community efforts, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, or you can call into our offices, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. With that said, let's get back over to how the circus of politics keeps the show going. I'm up to the point, friends, where me and my mom and my brother would actually go to pro wrestling matches. And I remember how many times we went, my mom and my brother would lose their voices, and I would look over at them, laughing at them because they were so caught up into the deceptive measures that were taking place right before our eyes between the good guy and the bad guys that were appointed by one guy. And interestingly enough, we all knew it was deceptive. Everybody in that building knew it was deceptive. But what the amazing thing was is how the roof stayed intact. That's how crazy people would get concerning their favorite wrestler and rooting him on and supporting him and beating the bad guy. And I also took the time, friends, to show you yesterday to the likes of John Cena and Randy Orton how they're put up as arch enemies in the face of the people through WWE championships, friends. And one was the good guy, one was the bad guy, but behind closed doors, they were the best of friends. I also did the same thing with Ric Flair and Rowdy Roddy Piper, the pro wrestlers, how they were put up as arch enemies before the people, too. And it's interesting how the people are so willing to go buy tickets. It's to be lied to. It's the same thing in politics. All day long, friends. All day long. And then I brought up, by the way, Ric Flair got married and Rowdy Roddy Piper stood as his best man at his wedding. Did you know that? But to the American people on television, they were enemies, just like politicians. I also highlighted Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero. Same thing, friends. Arch enemies. Best of friends behind closed doors. And then I also brought about, friends, what pro wrestler Chris Jericho said. He said if Shakespeare was alive today, he would be writing wrestling shows. Not soap operas, but wrestling shows. No difference. Then what I did, friends, getting you up to par here, is I explained to you leading through opposition. I just identified the earmarks of how it works. They put two people up, they pick both parties, they sell them to the people as one is the good guy, one is the bad guy, right? And the way they lead through the opposition is they create the warfare, and then they bring out their political ends. But in this particular case, the end objective for the pro wrestlers is money, okay? And I highlighted what Vladimir Lenin said, and he said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. I mean, George Bush used another motto, another slogan. He said, order out of chaos. The question is, you have to ask yourself, who's creating the chaos? then you'll know who's bringing in the order. It's nothing new under the sun. And they use it through Hegelian dialectic systematically and methodically, little by little, until there's absolutely nothing left. And see, these dummies don't know, these wicked men don't know that every step that they take, friends, in politics against the church, against the truth, they don't actually realize that they're on the same boat that's going to sink, the same boat that they intend to sink. They just haven't realized that they're on the same one until it sinks. And see, this is why I'm waking up the good people in this country to wake up to the fact that, listen, they don't care, I do. They don't care, I do. They don't care about their posterity. I care about their posterity more than they do. They're a bunch of Judases selling out the Christ with a kiss as they continuously betray us with a kiss on a 24/7 basis. The Bible clearly says that a flattering tongue spoileth the soul, and it's exactly what politicians do. And those that mean to deceive a people in whatever arena that they may be playing, friends. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. It's not what we're seeing from people. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. It's not what we're seeing from these people. Iron sharpens iron. That's not what we're seeing from these people. No, they promise you everything. They get there. They tell you what you want to hear. Then they get into the seat of power. And what do? They betray the people that put them there. This is politics. This is the danger of corruption in any system of government. Okay? And I was just talking about the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. It's exactly what they're doing today, friends. Did you hear during the break again? What are they doing? They keep pointing their finger at the impeachment process. Is anybody paying attention to the fact that the people that are attempting to impeach him were the ones that Donald Trump promised to prosecute? Yeah. Don't feel sorry for him. He's not the victim. He's a part of the problem. He's a part of the game. He's a part of the charade. He's one of the clowns in the circus of politics, friends. If you haven't figured that out through this little exposition I'm doing right now, I can't help you. I even played some audio for you last week, friends, by Pelosi. It's called the wrap-up smear. And what is it? It's leading through opposition. I played the audio for you. They create the problem. Then they bring in the answer. And guess what their answers always are, friends? More of your freedoms. And what do they get? More money from their special interest groups if they just sold you out. They call it the wrap-up, but it's rightly called leading through opposition. They're the ones creating the problems, and then they want to play the problem solver. Again, nothing new under the sun. I showed you how the left is always set up to war against the right. I showed you for the millionth time what the second president of the United States of America said, John Adams. There's nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties. What's been done? Each arranged under its leaders and concerting measures in opposition to each other. What are they doing today? Just that. Then he said, this, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution. And see, if the American people would take the time to read their founding documents, they would know exactly what I'm telling them was the truth without a shadow of a doubt. No, but they don't believe, 94% of the people don't believe the media. But everything they have to say about lying media, as Donald Trump says about them, just think that lying media, Donald Trump wouldn't be where he's at right now if it wasn't for the lying media. Because they were the ones that gave him all the attention that he needed to get there in the first place, right? But folks, his worshipers, his followers, these idolaters, folks, they believe what the CIA-controlled mainstream media tells them. They say they don't believe it, but when they say it's in favor of Donald Trump, then they believe it. See how this is working? All through deception. You know, the Bible tells us in the book of Daniel that he prospered through craft. These are some crafty devils, let me tell you. But my father is always undermining their every ungodly move. Just so you know, their covenant of hell, their covenant of death will be disannulled again. You listen to me right now, bad guys. You think that you're monitoring me because you're doing your boss a favor? Just keep in mind, your boss is the one telling you to make me out to be something that I'm not, when in fact I'm telling you the truth that will set you free too. Matter of fact, on the way over here, I had one of my friends on the phone with me telling me, it just amazes me how the Lord, and I know I'm prophetically speaking to someone right now, it amazes me how the Lord will take these people just out of the blackest places, out of the worst situations. And I said to him right then and there, listen to me carefully. Look at me, friends. Look at me online. I said, doesn't that show you how great of a savior he really is? Hey, folks, you bad guys listening to me right now, leave your black taskmaster, because he's only using you for a minute, too. If you know anything about history, they ask you to do their biddings for them, and then at length, you're the first ones to go. That is the history of useful idiots. Wake up while you still have time. I'm not asking for your mercy. I'm asking that you have mercy upon your own souls, because this is about you right now, and I even love you enough to tell you the truth, regardless if you want to hear it or not. He can save you just like he saved me, but remember, he saves us from our sins.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Before I finish up this final segment, friends, please do consider. Ministries are always left out in the cold, and I'm talking about ministries like this one that are black and white. There is no in-betweenites here. We always suffer during November and December, and I thank you for our faithful supporters out there without a shadow of a doubt. But I would also ask that you would consider supporting this ministry. The way to do that is to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also become a son or a daughter of liberty. We'll also get you on our email list, and we'll show you what kind of trouble that we're in during that particular day or that particular week. We send out emails every day with 13 different articles from sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to check that out, please do go on to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go ahead and sign up. Leave your email address. But with that said, friends, please do consider considering supporting this ministry for the days ahead. We're hoping that this up-and-coming year is going to be even busier and more impactful this up-and-coming year than even it was the last year. So Sons of Liberty Media, go to the store and then go to membership, and you will see it there. And I thank you for it in so many different ways. And by the way, it's time to start saying Merry Christmas, friends. Don't be walking into no store saying Happy Holidays to people. People say Happy Holidays to you. You say Merry Christmas. If you're on the phone, you're talking to your bank, if you're talking to a store, whatever the case might be, they say Happy Holidays. It's like, no. Merry Christmas, brother. Merry Christmas, sister, okay? Be bold about it and don't be shy. Don't you dare capitulate. Jesus said, if you deny me, I'll deny you too. And we're not in the denying business here at the Sons of LibertyRadio.com in any sense of the word. Now, let's get back to this because I want to get you up to par because there's a whole nother section of this and it's great stuff. And it comes from a guy that is John Witherspoon, lead counsel over at Witherspoon Law. The guy's a constitutionalist. He's a Christian constitutionalist. And the guy's black and white. He's very much like I am. He's been on the radio several times. And but with that said, friends, I got much more of his content than I want to insert into our conversation that we're having here. Before I get to that, hopefully I can tee it up for tomorrow, where I have you for 2 hours from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. Let me finish this out, and hopefully I can get you caught up to where I was on, what was it, Wednesday. Cool? Good. For those that didn't know, did you know that Vince McMahon, good friends with Donald Trump? Did you know that the WWE promoter and executive, Vince McMahon, did you know that his net worth is $1.93 billion? Lest you have forgotten how wealthy they have become off their deceptive games with the public. You know what, friends? Let me just say this. There's nobody, that not even a little kid, that would tell you pro wrestling's real. And how many of these pro wrestlers are in politics now that are telling you that pro wrestling is identical to that of politics? I've never met anybody that actually believes pro wrestling, the WWE, the WWF, is actually real. I've never met anybody that believes that. Well, then how is it that you believe the charade that's going on right now? They're extorted men. They're controlled men. They're doing what they're told unless they're out, unless they don't follow orders, friends, then they're ousted. They're players. Again, they're controlled men. They're doing what they're told to do. Again, watch Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Do you remember when Vince McMahon, CEO for WWE, and Donald Trump were put up as rivals, one against another? Do you remember seeing this? I got a video. It's actually called The Circus of Politics. And I show you all the videos exposing how the game is played. Donald Trump has been groomed for years, by the way, on television, always in a favorable light for the people to actually get him to the position that he's in now. And the last thing they did in grooming him, friends, was actually to put him up in something called The Apprentice. You know, you're fired. They wanted you to believe that he would be the man to get the job done. But, friends, who's he fired since he's been there? Exactly. Okay? So, again, it's another extent of their obstinate towards constitutional laws. It's another sign of their war against God that they're going to lose once again, just like every other dictator and tyrant is attempted, right? The Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. Yep. We all know that. And we also know, concerning, in a positive, the church, that the seed of the righteous is forever. Hey, church, we're not going anywhere, either in life or death, because if we go in death, there's more coming behind us that we're going to bear witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. For the record, read Romans 6 when you get a moment. As a matter of fact, when you go over to Jeremiah, it talks about how the testimony of Jesus Christ is the gift of prophecy. And how do we know that? Because, well, we've been washed in the blood, and we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Amen? 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 Yeah. Oh, I hear the church right now. Bring it down, Brother Dean. Yep. Amen. Going back to Vince McMahon and Donald Trump, do you remember when Donald Trump body slammed Vince McMahon? Do you remember when he beat him and shaved Vince McMahon's head on WrestleMania 13? Go online. You can watch it. This all started with Mr. McMahon and Donald Trump announcing the battle of the billionaires, and the people foolishly purchased their tickets only to be lied to, and all the well knowing that they're being lied to. Here's a side note most people don't know, showing you that the corrupt apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt branch. Linda McMahon, wife of billionaire Vince McMahon, Donald Trump appointed her as the small business administrator by none other than, again, yours truly, Mr. Donald Trump. Folks, if people really seen what goes on behind closed doors, where would we be? Because the fruit that they bear shows you exactly what's going on behind closed doors. Let me take it another step. I remember when we were touring through the state of California. I love California, by the way. Absolutely beautiful state. Why they put up with that government over there, I have no idea. I mean, if you want the definition of communism, there you have it right there. Every one of them belongs in jail. That's not far-fetched. Read the Constitution, Article 6, Section 2, namely. But last year when we were touring the beautiful state of California, me and my family took the time to go to Ronald Reagan's Presidential Museum there in Simi Valley. Not because I'm a Ronald Reagan fan. No. I knew people in his cabinet, by the way. One of them died now. But when we went there, I noticed instantly the slogan in which Ronald Reagan used in his presidential campaign in deceiving the American people. You all know that. And by the way, you do know that Ronald Reagan was an actor, right? Well, they're all actors, just for the record, okay? But again, do you know what Ronald Reagan's presidential campaign is and was? I'm sorry. Let's make America great again. It sounds familiar because, just what's coincidental here is Mr. Adolf Hitler's, guess what his slogan was? Let's make Germany great again. Just tell the people what they want to hear. That's all you have to do. And that's how simple the sheeple are. They'll just follow, right? Do you remember when Jesus said, go to the lost sheep of Israel? Yep, that's what I'm doing right now, friends, going to the lost. And how many of you that claim that you can see, I want to tell you something right now, brother, sister, you are blind if you're going the direction. There's too many people going the same direction in this country, and if that doesn't scare you, knowing anything from history, nothing will. Nothing will. In Trump, we trust. Whoa. Whoa. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for Donald Trump. Oh, my goodness. You better get on the Trump train, say the false prophets, or else what, biblically illiterate one? Read Deuteronomy 13. Read Isaiah 30. It's dangerous. We have no king but King Jesus, period. We have no king but King Jesus. Ronald Reagan's campaign slogan was, let's make America great again. Sound familiar, friends? When I seen that, I laughed throughout the whole museum, by the way, because of all the stuff that Donald Trump has taken on his campaign trail, exactly verbatim, the exact same words, slogans, mottos, exactly. And people still, oh, that's just not good enough for me, Bradley. You know what? When you're behind a metal fence, then you're going to understand what I'm saying here, because everybody lives politics. And keep in mind, going back to 1930s, Martin Niemöller's the guy that came out and said it was the evangelicals that were supporting Adolf Hitler in the demise of Germany. Remember Adolf Hitler even had on his belt, God with us? Wow. That was all for pretenses, friends. Fiend pretenses, counterfeit pretenses to keep the people following his lead as he continuously destroys the government in Germany. It's exactly what he did. At length, how many millions died because they didn't pay attention? At length, how many people died under the hand that they aided concerning the murderous dictatorship of Adolf Hitler? By the way, keep in mind, Adolf didn't pull the trigger. His subordinates did. And they all said they were just doing their job at the Nuremberg trials. No, they weren't. No, they weren't. That's not going to fly. They were doing their job. They would have threw off on Adolf Hitler, period. Okay? Folks, when will Americans learn the tactics of pro wrestling and circus of politics with the same pre-scripted results that they themselves are caught up into? I mean, after all, Americans can blame no other but themselves, for it is their short-term memories that allow the show to go on. As a matter of fact, the very definition of insanity is to do the same things over and over again, only to receive the same results. I am caught up to John Whitehead. We're going to be talking about him tomorrow, 2 to 4. I got you for 2 hours. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.